but it can also be something you hone and craft in preparation for an upcoming conversation, especially if you don't feel particularly practiced at the craft or if you're anticipating a defensive reaction from the other person. Of course, even with a formula in hand, assertiveness isn't always easy. It's quite possible that the recipient of your message will react negatively, so you'll want to meet any response with a calm, steady, and confident presence. You'll also want to accumulate as much evidence as possible to support the first part of your message, the statement about the other person's offending behavior. Your goal is to provide enough clarity and specificity about this behavior that your statement's impossible to refute. What also helps is demonstrating a pattern of behavior over time, which might require you to keep a diary of instances when you felt hurt, undermined, or offended by the person's actions. Don't use this record as an opportunity to harp on your colleague for the many times you felt they were at fault. Use it only as backup material if your counterpart refutes you and needs convincing. This evidence will be key for increasing the likelihood that your message will be heard and ultimately have the intended effect on the recipient. Keep in mind that there is no one-size-fits-all version of the message. You can tweak it to your own style to make the message feel as